For WNPR News, I'm Harriet Jones. Connecticut is rapidly emerging as one of the most progressive states in the nation on the issue of protecting its undocumented population. Governor Daniel Molloy has made a point of saying state law enforcement will not do the job of immigration agents in Connecticut. But there's a seeming disconnect in one part of the state's policy that has immigrants' rights groups concerned. Law enforcement, like pretty much everything else these days, has become all about data. And Connecticut's law enforcement community has built a tool called the Collect Database, which contains information on just about every resident in Connecticut. But it's not only Connecticut cops who can look at that information, it's also the personnel of about 20 different federal agencies, including the officers of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE.
What we don't know is what exactly that access looks like and to what extent they're able to utilize that database to execute pickups, raids, and enforcement actions.
That's Alec Butt of the Connecticut Immigrants' Rights Alliance. Collect gathers together arrest records, court information, prison records, even law enforcement data from the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. But if you've never been involved with the criminal justice system, your name is likely still on Collect, because it also contains DMV records, and crucially, the names of every resident who has a driver's only license, the tool the state has used in recent years to license undocumented immigrants.
So all this program that was meant to help the undocumented community can now be kind of flipped on its head and be used to target them.
Under the Obama administration, ICE was largely tasked with targeting violent criminals for deportation. But Donald Trump, in a recent executive order, has given the agency a much wider brief, something that makes ICE's access to state data more worrying for Alec Butt.
The fear is that there's almost no holds barred as to who among the undocumented population is susceptible to deportation. And so that's sown a lot and heightened a lot of anxieties and apprehensions in the community.
Civil libertarians agree that the data issue is worrying. Dan Barrett of the ACLU in Connecticut says his presumption is always, if the government can, it will.
The danger really is that it becomes sort of like a Facebook for picking people up. Especially the DMV records become like a citizen enumeration tool or a person enumeration tool where ICE has effectively a catalog of all the people in Connecticut and can begin to kind of pick and choose who they want to target.
Barrett says if Connecticut wants to preserve its generally progressive stance on undocumented immigrants, it needs to stop up what he sees as a gaping hole in its defences.
It seems to me that one step to accomplishing that state policy is to say, I'm sorry, we're simply not going to furnish the federal government with this data on an all-you-can-eat, no-questions-asked basis.
Who has access to it, under what circumstances, is governed by federal law.
That's Mike Lawler, who navigates criminal justice issues for Governor Daniel Molloy. He says the all-you-can-eat metaphor is dead wrong.
Each query has to be associated with a legitimate criminal justice investigation. Who is making the inquiry is recorded. They need to have a proper credential to make that type of inquiry, and they have to be doing it for law enforcement purposes, in other words, in connection with a specific investigation.
He says the concern of immigrants' rights groups that ICE could simply download one entire class of data, like the names and addresses of everyone with a driver's only license, is misplaced.
Presumably they could change, but the way the laws are written now, ICE cannot go in and sort of download all the data. They would have to make a specific inquiry for a specific purpose.
Lawler's also concerned that cutting off the access of any one federal agency to Collect could set a dangerous precedent in the state.
It's a reciprocal agreement, so they have access to Collect, we have access to FBI databases and all the other federal law enforcement and law enforcement from other states. So it seems like it'd be very counterproductive to shut off our access to out-of-state criminal justice information.
It is true Connecticut cannot unilaterally alter that contract, but it's also true that, like any agreement between two parties, the deal can be renegotiated when new circumstances arise.
That's Mike Wishney of Yale's Immigrants' Rights Advocacy Clinic. He says not only can Connecticut think differently about its Collect database, it should.
Now that the federal government is changing their practices, Connecticut should reopen that contract and renegotiate terms that protect Connecticut residents.
Wishney is concerned if that isn't done, immigrant communities in the state may find themselves increasingly isolated.
to the extent that state services start to become conditioned on providing information that will flow directly to federal immigration, the more Connecticut residents will be shut out of those services.
In response to questions from WNPR, ICE issued a statement saying access to any law enforcement data system is restricted to specific individuals who are trained in their use and have a legitimate need to know concerning the information. An ICE official also said, like other law enforcement agencies, ICE may use DMV data in support of ongoing criminal investigations or to aid in locating individuals who pose a national security risk or public safety threat. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.